how you want all your relationships to be, how you want to turn up in all these different situations. Because that means that no matter who you're dealing with, then you're going to show up the same way based on what's best for you and how you want to present to the world. And inevitably, when you're doing that, we want to be the best version of you, which means that you're being kinder to people, you're being more truthful to people, but you're also having boundaries. So when you get all of these things in place, I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Weeks ago, I did an episode where I talked about a whole lot of the different people that I'd coached and how they had either been able to change their approach to a particular condition, illness, injury, or how they'd been able to remove things altogether. And I wanted to talk specifically about a guy I coached a couple of years ago who was due to have his neck fused because of a problem that he had there. So he's going to have to fairly invasive surgery in and around his neck. Was I think the description was something like to go in through the front of his throat to get to his spine, and because he'd had constant trouble on this one part of his one of the joints in his neck, he was gonna have to have it fused, which means it reduces some flexibility. It's you have limited movement. Also, like, can you imagine having to have surgery where they're going in the front of your neck, the front of your throat, and then we're going and best not to think about it. Well, this was, you know, he mentioned that it had coming up and just didn't tell him don't get the surgery up, but I did say, look, this is what is going on when you have something wrong with your neck. It's every part of it, explained to him, like I've done with you guys, that the different parts of the body represent different things, and necks are all about flexibility. So the conversation in the coaching session is, what are the areas of your life where you might be being a bit inflexible at the moment? Where could you be more flexible? And how can we change how you're approaching different situations? It's also an element of reducing the stress that he was experiencing and changing his thinking around into a whole lot of different areas. Ultimately, without going into too much detail, he was going through a very challenging breakdown in a relationship, how they were resolving that relationship breakdown. There was areas where he was being very stubbornly sticking to his ways, and instead of thinking, well, how can I be a bit more flexible in this situation and maybe resolve this? And that's natural when you're going through relationship breakdowns, because there's always hurt from both sides. So it can be really challenging to find your way through it, find your way out the other side. And it's never a good result for either side in through those initial stages when you're trying to resolve things. There's children involved, financially, it's never a great result. Ultimately, it ends up being the best result for everyone when they go their separate ways and they find their own path. But when you're in amongst it, it's really quite challenging. Now, if you're stuck there bringing your unresolved emotions and pain to the different conversations, well, yeah, there's going to be an element of inflexibility, because you're going to be stuck in what it means for you. And so part of it was just helping him work through, well, where does he need to be more flexible? Where does he need to be more clear? And where does he need to start to be more gentle with himself, so that there's not that extra tension that often we hold in our spine, you know, around our neck, our shoulders, all the way down our back. And so that's what we did. We worked through that, helped him build a new plan of how he wanted things to be. And usually when we do that, we create plans that are generic. So what I mean by that is it's not going into detail about the specific people involved, but how you want all your relationships to be, how you want to turn up in all these different situations. Because that means that no matter who you're dealing with, then you're going to show up the same way based on what's best for you and how you want to present to the world. And inevitably, when you're doing that, we want to be the best version of you, which means that you're being kinder to people. You're being more truthful to people, but you're also having boundaries. So when you get all of these things in place, start to reduce a lot of the stress, start to feel better, increase in flexibility. Lo and behold, be about a week out from the surgery, had a session, mate, what's going on? And he said, mate, my neck has not felt this good in years, and so I'm going to ring and cancel the surgery. And I was like, amazing. And again, didn't tell him just to not get the surgery. I was actually resigned to the thought that he would get it anyway, which is fine because everyone's got to have their own journey. But just another pleasant surprise for me and another example of what is possible for the human body when we deal with the underlying cause. Because whatever's going on for you physically, there is an underlying cause. There's a mental element, there's an emotional element. And when you can deal with those things, the body will quickly come back into alignment and get into a state where healing is amplified, is sped up. It's actually, it still blows my mind. I've experienced it myself. I probably need to tell some more of those stories about some of the injuries that I've overcome and how I've come out the other side of that, and then been able to help other people because I've just learned as much as I can about how the body responds to releasing old traumas and memories and emotions. That's, I love it. And that's possible for you if you're going through a chronic injury or illness or having repetitive setbacks in certain parts of your body. It doesn't have to be that way. There are other ways. It's exactly where I was when I wrote my first game plan, my first life game plan back in 2012. And a big part of that was wanting to get my physical body back in the right state. Wrote down clear plan, clear details, and amazing what solutions showed up. And then it became part of my coaching because I'm like, oh, I want other people to be able to have this experience. You don't have to have an injury or illness that is a life sentence. You don't have to be stuck continuing to live a certain way, just tolerating pain and inflammation and discomfort. Again, I did that for years until my body just said no more and I just had to stop. And I'm just going to have to pause now because you can hear my dog banging on the door. Hang on a sec, bear with me. Yeah, so I want that for you too. I want you to be able to have that ability to move past it because I know what difference that can make. And like with everything that I help people with, I was stuck with things for so long. And when different people showed up in my world that helped me, I was just so very grateful and I want to be able to pay that forward. So if you're at that point where you're tolerating things you shouldn't, discomfort, pain, then hit me up. Quick phone call. If it's something I can help you with, I'll let you know. If it's something I can't help you with, I'll let you know that too, because there are some things that I'm unable to do and I won't pretend to be able to do. But if you've come this far, particularly when I start talking about things like this around injuries and illness that can make a lot of people run for the hills, then you've probably come far enough that you've got a belief that this is possible for you too. What could hurt? To call, to have a quick conversation, see where you stand, And what remember one of my coaches saying to me, don't make a decision until you've had a chance to have a conversation about it. When you know all those details, then you can make an educated decision on whether it's the right thing for you or not. But until then, it might be just another one of those things you think about. And I think I've mentioned before recently, that many people say to me, oh, yeah, no. When they finally started doing coaching with me, oh, I've been thinking about this for years. And once they got started and saw the impact, they were like, why didn't I do this back when I first thought about it? And maybe that's you too. And if that is, maybe now's the time. Would love to hear from you. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.